Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, babe.
Afternoons on The Score.
In no way, shape, or form do I, you know, condone, you know, animal cruelty or dog, you know, dog fighting, whatever it is.
That was Kyler Murray. We never really got to this story. We talked around it. But if you didn't know, Kyler Murray posed for a picture with a pit bull wearing a awesome.
Mr. 305?
No, not him. A pit bull, not the pit bull.
Another guy named Pit Bull.
So he posed with a pit bull while he was wearing this really beautiful vintage throwback Vic Virginia Tech jersey. And obviously, those two things are not great when they are put together. You can have either one of them on their own. You got a pit bull. Pit bulls are great. Hmm. If you want the Vic jersey.
I don't like that many songs.
No, a pit bull, not the pit bull.
Got you.
Dale.
Dale is right, Alex.
Dale indeed.
That's right. Mr. Worldwide. Not just Mr. 305. By the way, I know that we're talking about the pit bull.
And Speaks has an apology.
I do have an apology.
He does, and we need to get to it. But I just want to give credit to Flo Rida.
That's Alex's guy.
Oh, see? This is how it happens, Alex.
Alex, congratulations, Flo Rida.
So he's my guy.
Where's your mug? I brought you a Flo Rida mug.
Office.
Yeah. I mean, it just says Florida, but if you, like, draw a line between it, it says Flo Rida.
Just like his name.
Yeah.
I just think that, like, the last time that I was out in AZ, I saw that he was doing a post-game show for the Diamondbacks, and I think he's found a glitch in the Matrix.
Flo Rida was doing a post-game concert.
Yeah.
You meant he was doing post-game.
No, he wasn't doing the post-game.
What do you think of Zach Gowen tonight, Flo?
Hi, everybody. I'm Steve Berthume, along with Bob Brenly and Flo Rida. I was like, that's interesting.
He's hosting Hit and Run Phoenix.
Though for this particular show, he has changed his name to Arizona. So I just want to give him credit because I think that he has figured out a way to extend his career.
By playing post-baseball game concerts.
Speaks, think about
it. It's quite a circuit.
He could lock in 30 of those, like 30 dates a year.
Sure.
Just go to every ballpark.
30. Yeah. I mean, not everybody would have them, I don't think.
Why wouldn't they? What market isn't going to want Flo Rida?
Well, you got two in the same town. Are the Cubs going to do it now that the White Sox have done it?
What do you mean not everyone would have them? Did Flo Rida destroy the green room at the rate? Like, does he have a reputation? They won't book him?
The Days in. The old rock and roll Days in on diversity. Flo Rida absolutely ravaged that place.
I love Spiegs making the Cubs too good for Flo Rida.
Well, I was thinking, are the Mets going to do it if the Yankees do it? Like, I don't know if two teams in the same market. That's all I'm at.
All right, let's call it 25.
Okay, call it 25 then.
The fact that Flo Rida can book 25 dates before he goes to the club circuit is amazing. Yeah, yeah. He gets to play 25 stadiums in a year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
This is, this is not something I expected you to ask me about.
It's a glitch in the Matrix.
It is.
All right.
My apology?
Yes, you have an apology to make.
See, what had happened was my trivia file, for all you trivia files out there, it's a little old. Brady and Gronk have either 92 or 90 or 93 touchdowns as a tandem in the regular season, depending on which source you look at. Either way, it is more than Antonio Gates' 89 from Philip Rivers. So, I mean, I had Antonio Gates and Philip Rivers, they're wrong. Brady to Gronk is the most from one quarterback to one tight end.
I believe I was the first one who guessed that in the segment before. So
congratulations to you.
But Speaks, that's why we thought you were saying it, because we were doing a Tom Brady segment next. So that's why we were like, oh, well, we know who it is because he's had a legendary tight end and he's the greatest quarterback of all time.
I'd like to go back and make that the case. If I could, I'd like to go back and retroactively make that the sense I was making. But really, it was just connected to the Bagwell and Biggio question, which was based on the Ian Happ and Nico Horner sound. Thanks for listening. I think you're all now caught up.
But just one real quick postscript on that. You said, touchdowns, depending on what you're looking at. Like, does that mean? Either they scored a touchdown or they didn't.
I know, but they don't have that specific
combination.
They don't have the specific combination on, say, Pro Football Reference.
Alex Statmuse, what does it say?
It's a
newer type of situation. Tommy Kelly is involved. Okay? All right, we did that.
All right, let's talk about Tyreek Stevenson.
Tyreek Stevenson balled out in week 3.
He really did.
And he did not ball out in weeks 1 and weeks 2.
And struggled last year.
Yes.
Especially after the Washington game. And it wasn't just the Washington game.
Correct.
There were some struggles throughout the season for him. I think he's really talented. And I feel like this match that's made with him and Dennis Allen makes a lot of sense for what his skills are.
Yeah, but now they're playing more zone than man.
Because they've got a ton of injuries.
But still, the match might be resonating with Dennis Allen and maybe with Al Harris, the defensive backs coach, because Ben Johnson was talking about it too, saying Tyreek has Pro Bowl talent, you know? But Tyreek himself talked about what happened between week 2 and week 3 to help set him up for the better play. And Lawrence, I thought of conversations you and I have had both off the air and on the air. Here's Tyreek Stevenson.
You talked earlier in the week about, hey, this isn't me. The perfect passer rating against you and all of that. What was your sense of focus during the week? And how good did it feel to contribute the way you did, not just by doing that, but with pass defense and all that?
It felt good because last week just showed me I need to hone in on the small details and stay consistent at everything that I do, far as coming in, making sure I understand the plays, making sure I'm working on myself, making sure I'm taking care of my body, making sure I'm taking the right meds, and just making sure everything that I do on a consistent basis to lead up to the game is true, and I stay true to that process.
Is there an example of like a little thing that you needed to hone in on that you could share?
Pretty much, it was just, I had a couple plays this week where I could not, we had a kind of zone defense, and I could not like grab it for some reason, and just coming in the morning after practice and working on that play, seeing them do it to different teams, seeing them doing it to different styles of defense and just things like that to just make sure that I'm consistent. I can see it over and over again.
Looking at old Saints film, or are you looking at your own defense?
We're looking at both. I'm pretty much looking at everything, and if I can get my hands on some old OC film that he done did and he gonna try to bring a playback from way back when, I'm with it, because best thing I could do for this team is make sure that I'm prepared to go out there and get the win.
Do you feel like you proved something to yourself just by how you flushed the first 2 weeks and you had a good performance yesterday?
Honestly, no. I know I'm capable of having this game. Every game that I step on the field, it just is about how I go about it and me being consistent throughout the week with my preparation. And honestly, I just felt like this week I took my preparation up to another level, which allowed me to play a little bit more freely, and it showed.
How about that? Respect to Tyreek Stevenson, who is 25 years old. And man, when I was 25, it's not like I knew everything. I knew more than when I was 24. And I had a chance to be better at things. And he's got a chance. And him coming in early, admitting that there's a coverage he didn't grasp, that didn't, like, come on now. That takes.
And then the coaching staff meeting him where he's at.
Yes. Takes humility to say, man, you know what? I'm just not getting this. Help me.
What is it that you want me to do? And yeah. What's and why? Like, what's the concept? And
woo! That is really cool maturation stuff happening for a dude with a big opportunity. Now that Jalen Johnson's out for a while, he's got number one corner opportunities, and he is, at least last week, making the most of it. They got to stay on him, Lawrence. That's what I thought about. You have talked about him as somebody you might need to stay on. Like, they need to stay connected with him.
We have to learn. Like, first of all, we shouldn't shame people for how they learn. Secondly, everyone is motivated differently. And some players don't need anything because they know exactly what it is that they want to do and how to do it. Some players need a little bit of an edge. Some players need to create an enemy. And we saw that with the greatest basketball player who's ever lived. It didn't take much for Michael Jordan to figure out he had been slighted in one way or the other. Some people need supervision until they don't. And then you go, okay, like, this person has graduated to, we can leave them to their own devices. But yeah. I appreciate him acknowledging, I don't quite get this.
Yeah.
And then going back and saying, can you guys help me get this? And then I appreciate the Bears coaches being like, we got you.
Yeah.
Let's work through it. What are you struggling with?
What do you want to see? You want to see this offensive coordinator do it a different time? You want to see a different team defend it? Like, what would help you? And figure it out. And he's saying, whatever I can get my hands on.
That's teaching. That's coaching. And that's the way that it should be. And players should never feel shamed if they do learn differently.
Yeah.
That they can go to coaches who are okay with helping them work through it.
Here's a text. It's been 1 week for Stevenson. Let's reserve the flowers. Come on, man. We're giving the flowers for the process. We are talking about process.
And we're giving the flowers in the context of 1 week. Like, what we saw in the past week. And like I said about Caleb, now that we know that you can do it,
yeah, then let's see it.
Now we can hold you to a standard that's closer to that more often. I wonder if he's the type of player that is motivated by people doubting whether or not he's good at what he does.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, does the doubt help? Does failure help? Does attaboys help? Staying connected for sure helps. Now that you've established a connection, whoever that coach was that he talked with and said, I'm having trouble getting that's you stay connected with him.
And it probably means the world to Tyreek. It probably, like, if you really think about it, and I know that everyone thinks that they're super macho, and had they been in the position that Tyreek Stevenson is in, that they would have figured it out on their own. Mm-hmm. But the truth is that all of us at some time or another have needed a different perspective or have needed help when it comes to learning something that's very difficult for us to learn. And the humility that it takes to admit that
is big,
is difficult.
That's a lifelong thing. Too.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Yeah, absolutely. I was part of it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.